Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple says many property owners and drivers are seeing a drop in insurance premiums, but rates for commercial auto insurance continue to go up.
Those are the trucks, vehicles, delivery vans, plumber vehicles, HVAC, anything that's owned by a company and moves on wheels, that's a commercial vehicle. Those rates are still going up.
He blames high settlements in court with those payouts being passed down to premiums, and more legal reform is needed to address that issue. State police say a St. Charles Parish man was attacked by an alligator when trying to evade officers during a DWI stop. Trooper Kyle Wagner says when 40-year-old Victor Rivas was pulled over on I-310 for suspected drunk driving, he jumped off the elevated road into the swamp below and was attacked by the gator.
Luckily, he was able to fend off the alligator, and he continued his attempt to evade law enforcement, but we eventually were able to bring him in with the help of a drone.
Rivas is charged with DWI and resisting an officer. Northwest High School football star Marquez Davis committed to LSU's 2027 recruiting class.
Davis is listed as a three-star DB and top 30 prospect in the state. Northwest coach Chris Edwards says he's a great player and a better kid.
Man, the smile brightens up a day. I'm just an overall very good kid, and the athleticism is just a plus.
The 6'3", 180-pound senior has been a receiver for the Raiders, but took some reps at corner last season and took off from there. Edwards says he was always a special talent.
My junior high coach called me, and I'll never forget, he was in the sixth grade. And he said, man, this kid's going to change your program one day.
I'm Case Kieschnick.
Michelle Seven reporting from the Louisiana Radio Network newsroom for TIX FM.